Hello kids, my name is Rich Aguilera and I'm so excited that you've joined me for the children's story today. I have something so special planned. We are going to make an ice cream sundae. Now, this is my very special recipe. I'm going all out. This is the mega Rich Aguilera super incredible ice cream sundae recipe. Are you ready? Just follow along, watch along at home if you have all these ingredients to make an amazing sundae. All right, let's not wait any longer. First thing we need, of course, is a nice clear bowl. I like using the clear bowl so I can see everything that's going on from all angles. I know that's kind of extreme. Of course, we need ice cream. I got strawberry shortcake ice cream because I'm making a strawberry themed ice cream sundae. You'll see in a minute. So let's get a couple of good scoops in here. Oh yeah. Is two enough? Let's go for a three. We only get to have these sundaes once in a while. Gotta make it good. All right, so we got our ice cream. Of course, that's not it. We have to start working on the toppings. I've got some good toppings lined up. I got some nuts. These are walnuts. It's one of my favorite nuts. We're gonna put some on there. I kind of crumbled them up a little bit, smashed them up a little bit. Got the nuts going. Awesome. Next thing that I'm gonna put on top. I know a lot of you guys think this is a little extreme. I've got Oreos. I love Oreos. So basically I took two Oreos and I smashed them up and that's what I'm gonna put on top. Let's get our Oreos in there. Ooh, that looks so good. All right. This looks so good already. I feel like just eating it. But of course, I'm just actually wondering if there's any official professional tasters out there that are willing to taste our ice cream sundae when we're done. All right, calm down, calm down. I'm not done with the recipe yet. Put your hands down. We have the next thing that we're gonna put on top. Some strawberry syrup. Oh, this is where the strawberry theme continues. Of course, we're just gonna squirt a little bit on there. Ooh, that smells so good already. Strawberry syrup, and of course, if we're gonna have strawberry ice cream with strawberry syrup, let's go ahead and put some strawberries on there. It's okay if it's a little bit healthy. Remember, we don't do this every day. This is something for a special occasion. We have some strawberries. Oh, they're so good. They were so sweet. I tasted one while I was cutting it. All right, our next ingredient, we're getting close. It's looking so good already. Whipped topping! Oh, we gotta have whipped topping. It's so fluffy and light. Oh, is that enough? Let's put a little more. Okay. Okay, we got our whipped topping. Are we ready? Do we have our tasters ready? Oh, not yet. We have more stuff to put on top. Remember, this is my extra special recipe. How can we have an ice cream sundae and not put sprinkles on top? I love the sprinkles. Can't really even taste them much, but they're so pretty looking. So many colors and stuff. Oh, whoa, love the sprinkles. Drop the lid. Check it out. Isn't that pretty looking? Oh, think we're done yet? No, we have more ingredients. I'm telling you, this is a serious sundae. How can we have a sundae without putting a cherry on top? Gotta have a cherry on top. And I know a lot of you guys are thinking, whoa, wait a second. Strawberries and cherries mixing? Is that a good idea? It's okay, trust me. So I'm just gonna put one cherry right on top there. So nice looking too, because it's so shiny and pretty red. Wow, this is cool. But don't jump yet. I've got another ingredient, one more to really make this an amazing sundae. Oh, here we go. I got some gasoline. What? Yeah, I'm just gonna put a tiny bit in. It's okay, don't worry. Know what I'm doing. Calm down, it's just a tiny bit. Just a tiny little bit, that's it. Just a couple of drops. All set. All right, where's our testers? Are you guys still ready to, why? What happened? I ruined it? Yeah. I ruined it. I ruined such a nice ice cream sundae. Did you know that we put a tiny bit of bad stuff into a big good thing and it's ruined? Did you know that it's the same with the stuff that we put into our bodies, whether it's into our stomach or into our minds? A lot of people say, oh, that show is really good. There's only that couple of bad spots in it. It's ruined. Oh, but that movie is really good, except for the language is kind of rough. That bad stuff, a little bit, it's ruined. Oh, the music, I love that music. It's got such a cool rhythm and beat. Oh yeah, the lyrics are kind of inappropriate. It's ruined. Even if it's just a tiny bit. Oh, that website is so cool. Oh, that social media place I hang out on. It's really cool. Yeah, I mean, there's every once in a while some mean comments and there's some hurt and things that happen. It's just a tiny bit, but you know what? It's ruined. Because all it takes to ruin something good is a tiny bit of bad. And remember, it doesn't matter if you put it in your stomach or into your mind. If it's a tiny bit of bad, it's ruined. So don't let any of the bad stuff in, not even a tiny bit. Now, of course, you know, Satan wants you to put a little bit in. A little bit is okay. It's not. Is this okay? It's not. Even though I only put like a teaspoon of gasoline on it, it's ruined. Be careful with what you put into your bodies. Don't let even a tiny bit of bad stuff in. What I want you guys to remember is to honor God with everything you put into your bodies. Let's pray.